There's one vocal classification which has fallen into disuse simply because the breed it describes has all but disappeared. The tenore di grazia. Literally, the tenor of grace. And what is grace? Number 8 under Webster's definition tells us it's attractiveness, charm, easy, natural elegance or harmony, beauty of line, movement, etc. In short, the tenore di grazia, who's with us today, Tito Skipa. Welcome back to the Metropolitan.
Thank you. I am so glad to be back in America, and especially here at Metropolitan.
Earlier this season, Tito Skipa created a near riot at Town Hall with what he said was his farewell New York appearance at the age of 73. Next day, the New York Times reported, it was an experience to see a vocal veteran with half century before the public call on his immense knowledge, his sense of style and his know-how, and manage to survive, not only to survive, but to conquer. The New York Post said, the sold-out house overflowing to the stage may have come to toast the memory of his past triumphs, but it remained to hail by ear-splitting applause and bravos the unforgettable sweetness of his quality, his smooth bel canto style, and his special ability to bend a phrase spontaneously enough to make it seem induced by the breeze. And the New York World Telegram and Sun summed up matters by this. Bel canto was the secret of last night's miracle. The utmost care and devotion to voice and phrasing over the years were paying off in an afterglow more moving than the earlier brilliance. Tito Skipa in Town Hall last night was like a king who'd come out of retirement to find himself still monarch of all he surveyed. Before that recital, Mr. Skipa said in an interview,
I never forced my voice. I never sang what I could not sing. That is my only secret.
And this was a lesson Tito Skipa apparently didn't have to learn. His incredible technique seemed to have been built in, and it was a source of consternation to everybody that he never vocalized. Without warming up, he could spin out those lovely sounds you're about to hear. When asked by a colleague why he never did scales before a performance, he candidly replied,
I have only so many high notes, and I like to be paid for them.
Tito Skipa's career was as effortless as his singing. He was born in Lecce, down in the heel of the Italian boot, in the province of Puglia. The Florence of the Puglia, they called Lecce, because the Italian spoken there is the best in southern Italy, which may account for the beautiful Skipa diction. His gifts came early to the attention of the Bishop of Lecce, who paid for his lessons in composition and piano, as well as voice. With no fuss or struggle, no family opposition, no poverty or hunger, he made his debut at Vercelli, a little town in the Piedmont, as Alfredo in Traviata. A slender youth of 21, when he found himself enveloped in an overwhelming stage embrace by the buxom Violetta, a voice from the topmost gallery cried in mock terror, be careful, don't squeeze that little boy too hard. We want to hear him sing. And hear him they did. Mr. Skipa, looking back on a career of more than 60 years, what do you count as your greatest satisfactions?
I remember a first for Milan, about 1918. Toscanini was conducting. At a rehearsal, he stopped the other singers many, many times, but he never stopped me. I was worried. He doesn't like me, I thought. Finally, I couldn't wait no longer. Maestro, I said, you didn't stop me. Why? He answered, you don't need it.
And you created the tenor lead in the world premiere of Rondine. Was Puccini there?
Of course.
And what was his reaction on your performance?
He was at the rehearsal, and Madame Puccini was at his side. You know the story of Rondine, of course.
Yes, I remember.
At the end, the girl leaves me, and of course I cry. After the rehearsal, Mrs. Puccini told me, my husband cried when you cried. He won't tell you, she said, but he did cry.
Tears in the eyes of the emperor.
Yes, and I remember Tosca with Maestro Mugnone.
He conducted the world premiere of Tosca, didn't he?
Yes, and he was very tough. At that time, the practice of making the beast, which means repeated aria, was permitted in the larger theaters of Italy. When I sang the aria in the last act of Tosca, El Lucian Le Stelle, Maestro Bugnone stopped the orchestra and called to me, Schipperiello, bis, for me.
At this point, the appropriate music would be the aria from Tosca. But our time's running out. And for the last number, I think our listeners would like something more typically Schipper. In that interview before your New York recital, you referred to Werther as your favorite role.
Yes, it's the last role I sang in opera. And it's the one I like best.
Good. Let's hear the aria from the third act of Werther. Pourquoi me réveiller? But you do it in Italian.
Yes, I do in Italian. Caro mi ride star, o soffio dell'april. Oh, no mi ride star.